This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Starting KEO Politics. Sorry the gal hasn't been with you for a couple of weeks. I have been down in the desert. I dug a hole in the ground down here in Palm Desert, buried myself and said, you know what, I'm not coming out until I can figure out what's going on in society. Because you can't figure out what's going on with yourself if you can't figure out what the hell is going on in society. So, apologize, been away for a little bit, but we've had some good daily editorials, and Big Al is back right now. I would say in spades, but I would probably get sued if I said something like that, so I will not say it. Got Dr. John Huber with me right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the mindset, the makeup, I guess, the psychological makeup of the folks that took place, that actually were the causative people in places like Parkland, Springland Springs, Las Vegas, Newtown, the Pulse nightclub, the Washington Navy Yard, and the beat goes on and on and on. A lot of crazy people out there who just seem to want to rid the world of people who they seem to think are crazy. Either that or they're really angry. Dr. Huber, what's going on? What's their mindset? Why are they doing this stuff?
Well, you know, with most of these individuals, you know, I mean, you mentioned the shooting at the dance club and like that, you know, that type of shooting is the typical terrorist kind of thing. And that's different than these school shootings. The terrorist shootings usually are driven by one of two ideologies, either politics or religion,
yeah,
some sort of religiosity issue. And those individuals, if they were to come into my office and I would do a psychological evaluation on them, they would look, for lack of a better term, normal.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't stand out as being extreme or anything else, because it is a personal belief that doesn't necessarily interfere with one's contact with reality, doesn't necessarily make one depressed, you know, those types of things that pop up on a typical psychological exam. Now we look at the school shootings with the kids that are doing it, and, you know, a few of those kids we know have a mental health history.
Sure.
And the most recent one, you know, in Florida, we just had on Valentine's Day, you know, the involvement with school was very intense, and I'm sure he had a pretty long history of mental health issues. He was adopted from I believe, an Eastern European country, and brought to the United States. And then when he was a young boy, his adoptive father died. And then recently, within a couple of years ago, his mother died, and he was left all alone. And he had mental health issues. He became an illegal adult. And, you know, unless you're an immediate threat to self or others, a judge isn't going to force you to take medication. So he was, from what I can tell, unmedicated.
Yeah. Well, what I find interesting are the, you know, timing is everything. The Parkland shooting took place on February 14th, Valentine's Day. 17 people killed, 14 wounded. Doc, that's a total of 31 people because of this absolutely, I would have to say it, person who I feel incredibly sorry for. And the reason I say that is because, you know what, in your business, I'm pretty much of an emotional pussy, for lack of better terms. I mean, I really am. And I have to say, you know, I'm just a big old bear who grumbles a lot. But I feel so sorry for people. Now, how can I say that I feel sorry for this kid? I can say that because I don't think he was in his right mind, John.
I think you're right, and you know, I think that what you're saying is very true. I mean, I got into mental health because I wanted to help people. People don't come to me when they win the lottery.
Not
usually. And you know, not usually. Yes, and so they're struggling, and you know, I see people on their worst days. It is what it is as far as that's concerned. I want to help them.
Yeah.
And when I see somebody like this that has that history, I know that there has been a lot of trauma. I just got through testifying in a federal court case on a double homicide on a young boy, you know, 16 years old when he committed the crime. He he moved to the U.S. at 14, but we, you know, find out in the process of my evaluation and digging for information that, you know, he'd been sexually assaulted around six or seven years of age and basically, you know, left untreated for it. They identified it. They did some testing in another country, and mom came to the United States and brought him over 6 months later. So he was basically staying at friends' houses for 6 months. Wow. And we wonder why this guy blew up and was involved in a double homicide, you know, not speaking English very well and trying to be, you know, in our country. It's I feel for these kids. It doesn't mean I like what they do or I condone what they've done, but man, you look at these kids and you have to think if they'd have had good, supportive, loving environment, these kids would have probably turned out extremely different.
Well, I would guess that they would. You know, one of our really great listeners, a fellow who goes by the moniker of CFS, said, you know, Al, the interesting thing about this is that 90%, 97% of the shooters are male and there's no father figure in the household. Any comments on that?
Well, in the school shootings with the younger people who tend to have a connection with the schools there, every one of the school shootings that we've had over the last 20 years, actually, yeah, 20 years, has had an absentee father where the father may be present physically but is not connected at all or involved in the child's life, and the other ones tend to not even be around.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Well, you know, I was speaking earlier with Ryan McKinnick from the Mises Institute, and Ryan brought out a very, very interesting fact, did an editorial on it, as a matter of fact, and that is, interestingly enough, school shootings right now are at a lower level than they were 20, 25 years ago. Why is it getting worse, John?
Well, you know, it's actually, you just said it, it's actually not getting worse.
Well,
What's happened is our social awareness.
I meant getting better. Why is it getting better is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, violence in general has been dropping historically, you know, since I think 93 or 94 was the last significant uptick. I think 1 year over the last 8 or 9 years, it ran up a few points, but it's trending down. It continues to trend down. There's some interesting things in that. You know, violence is going down, but the amount of violence that girls are doing is actually becoming a bigger percentage of that violence data. So women are getting more and more involved in physical violence. That's kind of shocking. But it also talks a lot about what's happening in our society. You know, we look at when people do something, they tend to do it big. And why is that? Well, you know, it could be the Kardashian thing. Hey, they're famous for being famous.
Yeah.
So why can't I be famous? So I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory. We also see, you know, TV is a passive interaction, and we see how movies and TV have desensitized us to violence, yet when we start looking at video games and active shooter type games, it doesn't cause you to become violent. But what happens is, you know, you get reinforced for reacting physically and with extreme prejudice in those video games. And what we see is when people are accidentally bumped into in a crowded room, for example, the game players, 8 out of 10 of them turn in a fighting posture. They turn with an aggressive stance.
Yeah.
Whereas people who don't play those games, only 2 out of 10 do. So their immediate response, even though not all of them, and very few of them actually escalated to a fight,
yeah,
but they turned with that, I'm going to react in violence kind of response.
Hey, John,
so,
we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Dr. John Huber, an incredibly rich source as an expert in the mindfulness of human beings.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
With Dr. John Huber, I got to tell you, John is an expert in figuring out what makes people think. He's an expert in figuring out what chinks they may have in their armor. Proven expert in being able to rectify whatever those chinks are doing in a person's armor. Now, John, this kid, Nicholas Cruz, down in Florida, when he decided to turn his former high school into a slaughterhouse, he went into a place called the Sunrise tactical supply store in a parkless strip mall, put down a grand in cash, pointed to an AR-15, and said, "That's my gun. There we go." In God's name, John, how can this kid walk out of a place like that with an assault rifle? It's just not right, in my opinion.
Well, he was a legal age, 18, to buy a rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle. That means one trigger pull, one bullet, just like, you know, a bolt action, only, you know, he didn't have to do a bolt movement or a pump action or lever action rifle.
Right.
Just, you know, it's a repeating fired gun, and it's legal to own. He also filled out the background check information, and he said that there was no mental health history, and we all know now that there is and was. The problem with that background check is, first of all, he went from being a minor when he had the history to becoming an adult, and those medical records are basically, like a lot of legal records, you know, sealed to a degree and made it difficult for anybody to identify that he had mental health issues.
Yeah.
So he lied on the application. So he did not technically buy that gun legally, but there was no way for the merchant to know that because he took the form, ran it through the government background check, and it came back clean. The FBI background check, and it came back clean. And yeah, they already had some history on him. So the system failed in this situation, not necessarily the specific laws. And, you know, it's been my concern for a long time about this whole idea of, you know, we have to trust people, because when they ask that question, there are actually laws hiding individuals' medical records, HIPAA laws, and mental health records are even more secure than regular medical records. So you have to ask specifically for them and get the person's consent, but there's no time to do that in that background check. Even if it was a 14-day wait, it would not have shown up. So there's a mechanical problem in the system in this situation. The other part is he had multiple, you know, I've heard anywhere from 23 to 39 visits by law enforcement over the previous 6 years. And every one of them did exactly what they do in every state whenever somebody has a complaint about somebody making some kind of terroristic type threat and they're a minor. The police officer fills out a report. It goes back to the station. They file the report because there is the right to freedom of speech, and they have no mechanism in place to move forward to identify if it's not. So me and several people in our community here in Texas, we're pushing and beginning the struggle for what we're calling mental health warrants that allow that police officer to take that report instead of filing, go to a judge and say, "Judge, here's something. Let's go check this guy out and see if he has the wherewithal to do this. If he does, they take it back to the judge, and the judge asks for a violence risk assessment on this individual. And it's all within the framework of civil law, so the kid doesn't get a criminal record, and something productive can be done. We can have intervention with this individual as opposed to locking them up and detaining them." So that's a mechanism that could fix some of these problems.
You know, it's a real mess. So we could talk about the constitutionality of this thing, and I'm a real constitutionalist, as you know, from our past conversations. We could talk about the constitutionality of this, you know, ad nauseum. But I'd like to bring up another thing first, and that is a lot of folks are now saying that the kids with a hair trigger temper, the adults with hair trigger tempers that are standing up on top of, you know, on top of a place like a casino in Las Vegas with an automatic rifle and, you know, mowing people down, for lack of better terms, they're doing that because they have an issue with mental health drugs. Tell me about that, would you?
Well, the argument is that either the drugs themselves cause a violent streak in these individuals, or they're on them and everything's going great, and then they decide to quit taking them. And again, you know, we have rights as individuals to refuse treatment, and, you know, people stop taking their medication. And, you know, what mechanism is there to ensure their security and safety, and the security and safety of those around them? Well, obviously, you know, a free country, you know, there's a price to pay for having those freedoms. And if you look, you know, Mandalay Bay, I don't think was it wasn't a hair trigger. It wasn't one thing. This built up over time. He had a genetic predisposition. His dad was on, you know, America's top 10 most wanted list. He has another wow. brother who 2 weeks afterwards got arrested for distributing child pornography.
Yeah.
So there's a genetic thing in there for sociopathy that is very strong in that family's line. So I think there's a lot more to Mandalay Bay than what we see, for example, with Mr. Cruz.
I got to tell you, man, it sounds to me like somebody should have talked to Dr. John Huber about this, because what you're saying is nothing more than absolutely simple common sense. You've got to look at the history, the past history, for lack of better terms. One other topic, John, that I'd like to discuss with you, and that is in the U.S. right now, we have a pretty pessimistic attitude. You know, everybody either absolutely hates the president, or everybody either, you know, between popping a Budweiser can, loves the president or what have you. There are no middle mm-hmm. of the road. There are no what I would call civil discussions anymore. Everybody's pissed off. Do you think that the attitude in this country is leading to some of this violence that's going on?
Well, I think it is, and maybe not because it directly is, but because of somebody just hates the president, you know, they have no other, you know, recourse but to act this way on social media, and it carries off into real life, and it shuts down what this representative republic is about, and that's communicating. It shuts down that communication where we can talk and not agree with each other, but not get mad at each other. Let's look for common ground and work with that. It's gone. That whole idea right now is gone. And we have to do something to change it.
John, we got a minute. Why is it gone?
You know, it's all about responding emotionally as opposed to reacting and planning rationally. We just, you know, we buy into what the media is selling, and all of a sudden it's pure emotion. And we know the minute that happens, fight or flight mechanism kicks on and blood flow goes from your forebrain to your limbic system, where all your emotions are, and you stop thinking rationally.
Well, and that's the problem in this country, John. Too many people have stopped thinking rationally. That's something that has to change. You know, we did a daily editorial about why that should change. It was about a week ago on Sunday. It had a little bit of a biblical connotation to it, so I'm sure that might have turned some people off. But you know what? If we lived life the way it was described in the New Testament, that we wouldn't be having these problems. John, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I have another man on the show right now who's you're going to be hearing more and more from him. His name is Ryan McMakin. We posted an article last Sunday when I first got down here to California that Ryan had penned for the Mises Institute. It had to do with the number of absolute shootings that had gone on in schools. Ryan brought up the point, I think the article perhaps was a little bit misinterpreted by some of you folks. I hate to say, Professor. Ryan wasn't necessarily talking about, wasn't belittling the sorrow that results from what's going on. He was simply saying that the number of absolute murders in the United States of late has gone down from the number that it was, let's say, 20 years ago. Ryan, you want to elaborate on that for us a little bit, and then I want to get into another offshoot on this.
Sure. It would be stretching things a bit to interpret anything I write as a column claiming that murder is no big deal and does not require concern and attention. However, a lot of people in the media have been claiming that things are, that there's a crisis point that's unprecedented, that things are growing, that things are getting worse, but there's no data that actually supports that position. The data, in fact, supports the opposite, that there's less homicide now than there was 20 years ago, and a lot less than there was in the 70s and 80s. And so I just wanted to put those numbers out there and say, you know, clearly school shootings are a bad thing, and we should explore solutions to them, as I've done in other articles. But to claim that there's some sort of empirical evidence out there showing that this is a new growing phenomenon, that's not clear at all.
It is not clear at all. But what I find to be very important is it's become very clear to the gun control advocates that we have to limit the amount of guns that are out there because it's the fault of the gun manufacturers. You know, that's like saying my golf game sucks because it's the fault of Titleist golf clubs or whatever. I am what I am on the golf course, which is kind of funny, but I have to say that it really lies in the hands of the people. Ryan, what you and I were chatting about prior to actually recording this particular segment really, I think, was important, and that is you have to lay the level of blame
blame on, I would have to say, society other than anything else. I mean, you know, it's as CFS, the man from our retired college physics professor, as he said, 97% of the people out there who are perpetrating these horrendous events are, number one, they're products of the products of fatherless families, you know, families where the father is either non-existent, I mean, obviously he's somewhere, but, or the father is not around. They have no whatsoever, no upbringing from somebody who, what I would call, has common sense about human life. So really, I think the first place we have to go to look for a solution to this particular problem, and Lord knows we need a solution, I think you have to look at the family structure. Would you agree?
Well, yes. I think there are many, many causes of homicides, of general trends in homicide. And that's something I've been trying to do, is debunk this idea that, oh, if we want to know the problems of homicide, let's just look at how many guns there are, or what sort of guns are available. And then we'll just conclude that that's the problem with everything. Whereas in the research I've put on the site, we can look at the ATF data on gun manufacturing, gun availability, gun purchasing, and we can see that actually the number of guns in the U.S. has increased substantially since the 90s, while the homicide rate has been cut in half. So clearly we need to look at other factors that may be a much bigger driver of actual homicides.
I think what people need to do, rather than jump to conclusion and jump to conclusion and say, well, it's more guns is the reason this is happening, is I think they really have to look at society. One of my pet peeves, Ryan, is I really feel that society in the United States right now is really, really in a downward trend. It's in a downward trend that I'm not sure, quite frankly, is improvable at this moment in time. I hate to sound totally pessimistic, but somehow society in general in the United States, people need to start thinking for themselves. They need to realize the difference between good and evil. They need to realize what we have to do to retain the really the great environment that America has been up until fairly recently. We're not there anymore. Now we have an environment where you're almost taking a chance going into a big city and going into, say, a grocery store at 11 o'clock at night when it's pitch black. And that's a sad comment in our society, in my opinion. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, anytime someone talks about America or American society, a point I often make, and I break this down, in fact, with statistics on violence as well, is it just varies so widely in the United States. I mean, we can look at some states where there's so little homicide and so little violence, regardless of what the gun laws are, especially if we look at some of these northern states, like, say, in Upper New England, where there's very little in terms of gun laws, but very little violence. Similar trends are true in Idaho. And then we've done analyses on our site as well. If you start to break it down then to city level or neighborhood level, I mean, for the vast majority of Americans who are living out in the suburbs somewhere, or even outside just a tiny number of very specific neighborhoods and very specific cities, your chances of being involved in violent crime are really quite low. Now, there's a bifurcation there, right? There are some places where the violence is very terrible, and we need to look at that. But clearly, the answer for what's going on in those neighborhoods is going to be different from answering the question of what's going on in other places. And so I don't think you can really say that these are America's problem that we need to address. I think we need to say, what are the problems that we need to address in these certain states or these certain communities, because their numbers are so different than other places in the U.S.
Well, when I'm talking about going, you know, being somewhat aware, for lack of better terms, of going out at night when it's pitch black in some cities, I had an incident here in Palm Desert where I was out. It gets pitch black down here as soon as the sun goes down behind the mountain. And I had somebody approach the car that I was in, very polite guy. He said, you know, hey, he said, you know, I left the lights on in my car. The battery's dead. Can you help me out? And I simply said, you know, this is a rental car. I'm sorry. There's really not much I can do. And he was a very, very polite young Mexican kid, for lack of better terms, and there was no problem whatsoever. But I got to tell you, man, my first reaction was not that. You know, So there is a difference between going and being out at night in a place like Palm Desert and going out at night in a place like South Chicago, East L.A., portions of Seattle, portions of Portland. Those are the areas that need attention. Those are the areas, in my opinion, where society has to be aware that attitudes really through education, for lack of better terms, or stronger families need to be changed. And I'm not sure if that's possible, Ryan. What do you think?
Well, those are certainly beyond the scope of my research.
I know. But your research was very effective in the fact that that's what drew me to this conclusion.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm from Southern California myself, where we always locked our doors. I remember as a kid my father installing extra locks on the windows because Richard Ramirez, the serial killer, was active in our city. Remember that?
Yep.
And so I don't know, maybe I have skewed standards for what my standards of violence should be today. But certainly, yes, I mean, we look at society overall, and I've actually done that in another article where I look at the propensity of Americans to move around a lot. Americans do not have a connection to their community the way they do in many other parts of the world. And also, Americans feel alienated often from their neighbors in terms of religious and ethnic diversity and all of these issues where you don't feel like you have much in common with other people in your community or in your city. And we do have sociological data showing that, yes, those are real issues because people feel they can't trust their neighbors, feel that their neighbors are out to get them, are more fearful in general, and I think that also leads to a lot of these issues we're seeing.
Ryan, generally speaking, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a break here, and I hate to do it, but we're going to get you back on the show next week if we couldn't talk about this issue. We are out of time. Got to take a commercial break. Ryan McMakin, you're a very interesting man. We're going to have you back next week. Thank you so much.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Chatting right now with Harlan Olin. Let's talk about the tariffs first, Harlan.
Every tariff we've tried has failed, and some have failed catastrophically. This was really not a good idea. It's going to be harmful. Basing it on national security, as the White House did, was contradicted by the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. It is also highly offensive to Japan. The so-called target of all this, China, remains aloof and above the tariff.
He supposedly has some advisors that are competent individuals. It would appear that he doesn't. Yeah,
he has. For anybody who studies economics, there's something called a balance sheet. A balance sheet has two parts. The current account, which is the trade balance. The capital account, which is investment.
Right.
And yes, we have huge trade imbalances with China. We have a huge capital investment surplus. China has invested $2 or $3 trillion in the United States. You cannot look at goods and services alone. There are two sides, and you have to take into account the capital account as well. It seems to me that if this were a course paper, not only would it be given an F, but I would think seriously about expelling the student.
China is truly an important entity vis-a-vis the United States. They hold, if I'm not mistaken, the majority of our debt.
China does have $2 or $3 trillion of investment.
The fact of the matter is China has been a huge investor in the past in U.S. paper, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. You don't mess around with somebody like that, and you particularly don't offend. You mentioned Japan. Let's talk about the feelings of the folks in Europe right now. I mean, they're not exactly small players. They're not exactly inconsequential.
The transatlantic trade and investment partnership is still in play, and the way that you deal with this is through fair and free trade agreements, not through tariffs. This simply will not work. Donald Trump alienated an almost universal group of countries and people by moving our embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He's doing the equivalent in terms of these tariffs.
You know, talking about the movement, the physical movement of the embassy, I think that's something else I'd like to touch on when we're chatting right now in this particular segment, because that was a very, very interesting move on his part. But having said that, what's going on right now with the tariffs makes absolutely no sense. I think what you have, you know, and I hate to disagree with my good friend Jim McKinney on this, who you disagree with on most political issues, but the fact of the matter is what you have is you have an uneducated, certainly from a political standpoint, Jersey brawler who's trying to win a street fight with the world. And you know what? That makes me damn scared, Harlan.
Well, we hope that Congress will do the smart thing and pass some legislation which the president can veto, no doubt, if we can't get a two-thirds majority. But this is not good, and I think at some stage the stock market, which is not taking this seriously, I think the stock market right now, and I haven't looked to see how it has been over the last hour or two, I thought after the announcement the stock market would decline about 1,000 points. It hasn't. But at some stage when this does sink in, I think the stock market will be the greatest sign that this was a great mistake. We will see. But the fact is it may save a few jobs. The fact is it's going to cost a great more jobs than you can think. It's rather like the tax bill that was passed. Actually, the tax bill is probably not going to return a lot of money to people because states are going to have to raise taxes to deal with the pressures of a balanced budget amendment that they have. And so what you're getting back in from income tax, you may be paying out in state and local taxes.
Yeah, it's not really a good situation, to say the least. But what's going on in the United States right now really isn't a good situation anywhere. And, you know, we've touched on the violence that's going on in this country in the prior three segments. There's no point in beating a dead horse with that one, although we are going to chat more about motives on that next weekend's show. But I have to say that when you look at the three issues that are going on right now, let's talk about the trade issue that we're talking about right now. Let's talk about the embassy issue, which, you know, and other issues that you and I have discussed. The fact of the matter is, when you are part of this universe called Earth, I'm not talking about the I'm talking about the global universe. When you're part of the global universe, you can't be looking to win a street fight. You have to be looking to win in the end. Forget about battles. Look at wars. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, Vietnam is your classic example. We won virtually every battle. Who won the war?
Well, I guess I don't have to answer that question. But that's,
of course
that's,
not. It's a rhetorical question.
That's pretty, that's pretty obvious. Very obvious, to say the least. We were talking, Harlan, also when we were chatting off mic a little bit about, we talked a little bit about the embassy situation. Let's talk a little bit about the situation that I don't think it's quite as important as many people think it is, and that's the situation with North Korea. Kim Jong-un didn't get where he was because he's stupid, okay? He's not going to launch a nuclear attack against anybody because he knows that would be the end of his country. But I have to say, when I saw Tillerson last night on the news, apparently unaware of the fact that his boss, the President of the United States, had some talks scheduled with Kim Jong-un. To me, that's showing a total lack of organization. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I don't know how this was happened. My column for next week gets into this. My sense is the following. I think South Korea and President Moon has been brilliant in setting this up and fighting the North Koreans to the Olympics, sending their national security advisor over. Their national security advisor came here to Washington and delivered the message that Kim wanted to talk. There were going to be no preconditions. And I think while the message had probably been received in advance, the White House had little time to cogitate on this. And all of a sudden, here Trump is provided with this huge opportunity. Now, what has he been dealing with all week? He's been dealing with tariffs, in which he's being beaten around the head and shoulders, and Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
His White House press secretary admits in an unforced era that there has been a successful arbitration, almost indelibly proving that Trump had something to do with this woman that he denies.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump, being a real estate deal, and think about all the deals he put in place which came within an inch of failing that he was able to bail out at the last second. I think Trump saw this as a huge opportunity to change the dialogue, to be disruptive, and to take all the oxygen out of the stories about tariffs and Stormy Daniels. And so I think he seized upon it and said, I'm Donald Trump. I can negotiate with anybody. I'm going to make this work. And went into the press room and said, hey, everybody, I'm going to talk to Kim Jong-un. So I think in many ways, it's a combination of ego, arrogance, and opportunity. And quite frankly, for whatever reasons, even though we have to be very careful, remember, no other president would do this for a number of possible landmines that are lurking, there's an opportunity. Now, can Trump exploit it? I don't know. I have doubts. Is there anybody in the administration who's really that qualified in Korea? Remember, we don't have an ambassador there. The person running the negotiations quit. 2 months is not a very long time. Remember, Henry Kissinger spent years going to China before Nixon made his famous visit. So we'll see. But there is an opportunity. I think the reason that the North Koreans were prepared to sit down were a variety of things, ranging from prestige that Kim would get, but also a sense of security and confidence that now that North Korea has the potential of being able to strike America with intercontinental nuclear missiles, Kim probably thinks that he's established some degree of parity, and so he's prepared to talk. We'll see how this goes. In terms of history, the North Koreans have been very, very difficult to talk to. Think about how long the talks at Panmunjom were going on during the Korean War, which finally were resolved in July of 1953 with a truce that still is in place. Perhaps there can be a peace treaty. Perhaps there can be a demilitarization. Perhaps there can be something. But there's an opportunity. And what we also don't know is what the South Koreans and possibly the Chinese have provided in terms of incentives. Possibly nothing, but it would be interesting to know. So now we have the possibility of talks. One of the worst things that could happen would be if the talks were canceled for some reason, or if there were talks and they went nowhere. My sense is that both Kim and the president are likely to a degree agree on the notion that there'll be extended diplomatic relations between the two countries trying to achieve something, but maybe the president can pull a rabbit out of a hat and actually lead to something such as a peace treaty or the demilitarization of the Korean Peninsula. We'll see, but I think there's no way in heaven that Kim is going to give up his nuclear weapons and his rockets.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Harlan Ullman. Well, I've been in my bomb shelter for the last 2 weeks. I've actually missed quite a bit, and I apologize for that, but I have to tell you, every once in a while, even Big Al needs to get his head screwed on correctly. It's very definitely there now. See you next week. And you know what? I'll never lose it again. Too much fun doing this show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.